Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do. I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? We ready? We ready? Well, come on. We ready? We ready? Come on.
Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your test. You must have gone fast and target part, you was blessed. And I'ma take them out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You wanna fuck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's wrong, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you gon' be beating Jesus. Beating for dark, stopping hits. And Archie ain't gon' stop dropping. I'ma make $1 million. Stand on the top of it. Rocking it.
Discussion and a lot of ladies be talking about, you know, what's wrong with the guys? What's wrong with the men out here? But you got to remember, a lot of these men that you're seeking to be in relationships are being raised in a situation where there's no male influence. So you're getting something that is in between where it needs to be. So what we want to do, we're going to start addressing our boys at 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, all the way up to be young men. And we want them to be successful. We also want you to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. The email is WBSW Radio, the internet station, at gmail.com, or Smith15. You can tweet the show at Zeta5Sigma_10, as well as LorenzaDSmith15. Our show is being broadcast live on 6 devices, and I'm excited because we got a chance to bring this platform to you where you can be interactive. And we truly want you to type in your comments, let us know if you got any questions, hit the question button. But we want you to be a part of this by sharing your thoughts on it, because we want to know how you feel about it. And besides, and each of those social media devices, devices that I mentioned. I mentioned WDSW Radio, the internet station we're number one. But we're also on Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook. That is facebook.com/ Dr. L.B. Alberto Smith. On Instagram, we are part of the Business of Attorney Incorporated at Z Squad Greenville 1981. Those are brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. TikTok at Dr. L.B. Alberto Smith. YouTube, television, the Smith Wave Enterprise 5018. Vigo Live, which is Dr. Lowe. I'm sorry, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, and you can check us out on our on-demand episode on each one of those networks. You can go back and check our shows out. We want to share with you that WDSW, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries, on 6 continents. So we have the word out there. We just want you to be a part of it by joining us as you're doing now. We can register for WDSW radio giveaways. You might ask the question, what are the radio giveaways? What we try to do is provide certain prizes based up until 5 nights and 6 days. We pay for the hotel stay. Once you have to have all the other aspects of it. Amen. Make sure you be a part. We also give away gift cards. We wrap off gift cards. We also wrap off food vouchers, as well as gas vouchers, books from our authors that are providing for us after they come on our show, and we just go out and purchase and support what they're doing. Then we truly have to continue to make sure we're available through our means of transaction. And when I say that is that once you send a name, send one of these means of transaction. You say, why? The reason why is that we do love offerings. You register by sending your name along with a means of transaction, which is Cash App. If you have a Cash App account, put your Cash App account there. PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. Send it to WDSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. That's a lot to try to type in. Let's do it like this. Lorenza B. Smith 15@gmail.com. It's LorenzaBSmith 15@gmail.com. Also, we ask you to sow a seed of $1 with this radio station. You say, why? We purchase these books. We buy the gift cards. And, yeah, we have sponsorship, but we also open the door. So if you want to sow a seed with this radio station, you can do that by going to Cash App. And that's $ Lorenza D. Smith, LorenzaBSmith. It's exciting to be here. I tell you, I'm enthused every day I have a chance, but God has blessed us one more opportunity. This is our 7th year in operation. We started in 2017, and we are truly so enthused that we can tell you we have over 768 published shows on Blog Talk Radio, WDSW Radio. We're number one, so we truly want to give back. So we want you to be a part of it as well. So what we want to do now is look at our title, and I want you to think about this: empowering boys to be impactful men. You should be able to sit down and write down, how can I empower my son, my brother, my grandson, my uncle, my cousin, whoever it may be, to be an impactful man, so they'll be ready for relationship, so they can be sound in the area of finance, they can truly be understanding their well-beings, which are physical, mentally, emotional, financial, and spiritual. This is what we want to start doing and preparing our boys to be able to do. And you might ask, what's the age? As soon as our children are even walking and moving around, but you can even talk about it. But see, the thing about children, they hear you, but they're only going to be able to follow through when you show them. So if you tell them something, make sure they are able, you know, someone needs to be putting in real time. we need to make sure it's in real time because it's important. Let me give a shout out to that's Blue Lady, Lenny. Is that Lenny? Thank you. Remember, Sage Five Beta from what they incorporated. I'll give her a shout out. Harry Nathan, thank you so much. Yvonne Riddoff, thank you. Marva S, thank you. We also have a user, which is Newton Prince. Thank you so much. You have Apache Ratchers. Thank you so much. Camellia Max Wayne. Thank you. Peanut, thank you so much. Juanita Freshwater. Thank you so much. We have Farmatus. Thank you so much. Derek Pugh, 1914. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Sanctified Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Derek, so much. He's our Director of Education and coordinator of our Sigma Beta Club. Truly an awesome young man. We thank you so much for what you're doing. He's changing the lives of the young individuals at Evergreen, Alabama as a principal. Keep doing what you're doing, Brother Pugh, because you're making a difference. Glenda Watson. We have Javier Figaro. Thank you so much. Wheels Folks. Thank you so much. We have another user here. And look at the ones that are joining us. Danita just joined us. Jacqueline Davis, a user. Terry Freeman just joined us. Thank you so much. Liz, thank you so much. So let's get to our title, Empowering Boys to Be Impactful Men. And it's so important that we think about that title. Think about how can we empower our boys? What point or where do we need to start? And one of the things we need to understand that we have to know how to raise our boys. See, it requires training and education. Those are two things that people try to separate from each other. But it's amazing to the workforce. You start a new job, you have to go through a training program or a probationary period to see if you're able to do that job. But your manufacturers, your industry require you to do a lot of your industry dealing with nursing, even a doctor, you have to go through training. So we got to put it together. We need to train our boys. Train is that we may tell them, but we have to show them. So when they see us, we want them to shadow us. We want them to mark us. So that way we're doing the right thing, they will do the right thing. So we talk about how do we raise boys to be fit for the future. And I truly want you to understand we have to prepare our boys to be fit for the future. I don't care if they're 1 year old, 2 year old, up until 18 years old. Prepare our boys to be fit. And in today's world, it's a different what's going on. We need to make sure we help guide our boys in a direction to become responsible and respectful adults. See, those two R's are so important. That's responsible and that's respectful. Adults. See, you do that as a boy, and when they become a man, can be that way, and they can be an impactful man. Give a shout out to Fernando Salas. Thank you. We have Five Ben, Steve Ben. Thank you so much. I'm trying to see if we have any others. Let's give a shout out to this is Santa. We got some awesome names here, and they're not always right here in our country. They are all over the world. You got to understand that. So we try to make sure we have Inji Kwada. Thank you so much. We got photo_d_pr sent a thank you for the heart. Thank you so much. We also have Summer Pause. Joining us as well, that's how we're doing. We're doing fine. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. Try to make sure we don't have any others that's joining us tonight and give a shout out to them. And as they slowly come in, we'll give a shout out. So truly, let's think about how we're going to raise our boys in today's world and prepare them through ways responsible and be respectful. See, one of the first thing you need to do is discuss his emotions. Talk about emotion. See, one of the things in emotional well-being is for all of us to be mature enough or stable enough so we can have successful relationships and impactful lives. See, we have to make sure we discuss emotion. Let's sit down and talk about emotion and what are emotions. See, a lot of times we get caught up in saying that people don't show their emotions, and we think that's only when you're grieving. When we talk about emotions, we always think about people angry. When we talk about emotions, we always talk about feelings. See, we have to share this with our young individual. The emotional cue, known as the emotional IQ, is important for each individual to be able to master. So you have to master this so you can be successful. Now, I know when we're talking about this, they're going to have to grow, and life experience will give them the opportunity to be successful. But you have to talk about it. Now, if you're not aware of what emotions are, it's hard to share it with someone else. But truly, truly, we have to understand that we have to get a handle on the emotional well-being, because our reality will be bleak, because we'll be focusing on our feelings, on our anger, focusing on our grief, what is happening around, how someone look at us, how they talk to us. These are the kind of things we need to understand. It creates that emotional realm that we need to address. So you have to discuss it with your boys about emotion. That way, they can be able to operate as impactful men. See, we relate back to 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and the boys was always drilled that you're supposed to cry. Or you don't show weakness. We was drilled to not to do that. Took the pain. We wouldn't tell people we was hurt. Because I can remember when I was coming up, probably about 12 years old, I was playing football on the Pee Wee level, broke my arm, and went to the doctor, got a cast, and it came up to my elbow, and 2 days later, I was still out in the street in our neighborhood playing football in the street. We couldn't show that. But what that also led us to not understanding what emotions, because no one really in the magnitude that I'm asking you to talk to your sons and talk to even your daughters. Because, see, yes, this show has empowered me, I mean, boys, to be impactful men. You still have to empower our young ladies to be impactful women, because we have to learn to grow together. We have to do this together. So truly, I was discussing his emotion. I need you to take time. Give a shout out to Alfred Green that's joining us, along with Eugenia is joining us. The Sons of God is joining us. We also have Ashley M. Fox, Eric Jacob, Rodney Ware joining us. We also have Samantha Third. We have it's going to be Clifton Kane, Butterball, joining us. Thank each and every one of you all for taking time to be a part of this. Let's move to the next important tip to raising our boys in today's world. Model good health behavior toward others. Model good health behaviors toward others. And you have to kind of look at that where, see, we talk about, again, you can tell them how they should do it. Tell them that hygiene are important. Tell them that their behavior toward each other, being respectful, being responsible, you can talk about it. But if you don't model it for them, they will not know how to do it. We show it and ask as those individuals who are the males or the father. fathers or the uncles or the grandfathers, grand uncles, whoever it may be, you need to model. Don't just tell your nephew. Don't tell your son. Don't tell your grandson. Don't tell your cousin exactly what. No, you need to model healthy behavior. You have to actually show them. And that's taught each other. I mean, healthy behavior is being cooperative, being able to communicate, being committed, being able to compromise, being able to understand, being able to relate to, fighting fair, meaning that we have to communicate with one another and not take out a non-gender-based play. Yeah, we encourage for years that, you know, girls, in the years that I grew up, girls, even in high school, did not play basketball, didn't have any sports until after I finished school. Title IX came into existence. But people are not aware. Title IX came into existence to make sure that both boys and girls, male and female, or women and men, have equal opportunity at sports. Because they're the same sports, but it is equal opportunity. I know what they're saying. Non-gender. Yeah, we can play with one another, but we have to make sure we don't get caught up in that, oh, you can't play this because you are another gender. But teach our boys to understand that we're respecting each other and making sure that we do what's right. So toy each other as a gender. The next thing is teach him that his body belongs to him. It doesn't matter what people say, his body belongs to him. And I'm excited because I'm looking at something just flashed up on Big O Live, and that is congratulations on getting the upgrade reward. See, went from X1 to now a X3, so I have that bullet trooper. Thank you so much, and I want to give a shout-out to the individuals that are supporting us. Thank you for being a part of this and putting us where we can be congratulated. Next week, as we was talking about, teach him that his body belongs to him. You know, you control your body. See, you know, and when we say it belongs to him, that you have to take care of it. Physically, you have to take care of your body. You have to eat correctly. You have to do the personal hygiene. You have to make sure you keep yourself up to par. Mentally, you are in training to education to strengthen the largest muscle in your body, which is your brain. Your emotional, teach them to be stable. Teach them that emotional intelligence is your maturity and how stable you are emotionally. Teach them to be financially in the right position and understand that got up the phases of financial savings, being able to save something. Start off with a piggy bank. That's one of the shows we talk about financial literacy. And we want to teach our boys to be financial literate. Let's move forward. Show him that be with his mother. But still show him healthy family dynamics. You be respectful toward the person you chose to share your seed with, because both of you are pillars. You got a father as a pillar and a mother, so you should be respectful. Don't get out of doubt and disgrace, and that's not healthy now. That destroys a family dynamic. When he see that, he don't know how to respond to it, because regardless of whether you like it or not, these boys will love their father, love you more than love. You can do everything, they still don't love them, because it's just, that's that seed in that DNA, the genes that's in him. So you got to understand that. So make sure you show him a healthy family dynamic. If you're, when you come see him, it should not be nothing but cordial, because we're in this together. We're making sure our son is raised correctly, and we're able to be able to communicate. Let him see you and his mom, which is both y'all pillars, communicate. Let him see you when you, among your siblings, communicating in the family setting. If you have a friend, let him see you. Don't let him see you out arguing, fussing, and doing all this stuff and sometimes becoming violent. You have to work hard to make sure you have a great presentation for our boys, or your son, or your grandson, or your brother, or your uncle, or your cousin. You have to have the best show in the world. That means it's a live experience. It's not putting on just for the day. You're going to be like this every day because someone shared it with you. So you can be a impactful man. That's what it's all about. And truly, we want to get this off here. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Now, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors because we are excited to have sponsors who really want to be a part of what we're doing here. So I'm going to give a shout out to our first sponsor. And this young lady was on our show the other day, and I want to definitely bring her up to today. Awesome business. And truly, we're thankful. I'm going to roll back just a little bit. So we're going to come up on it in a minute. So truly, give us an opportunity to get it. This is Haven Well.
To share your inspiring story with the world? Look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing, veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb, offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publications. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
Lena Payton-Webb, the owner and operator of Blue Impression Publisher. You can give her a call again. I'm going to give you that. That number is 833-951-2665. Give her a shout out. That, or you can go to Facebook or Instagram. Type in Lena Payton-Webb and you'll find out that they offer some awesome service for you. Let's move forward and talk about raising boys that are fit for long-lasting healthy relationships. See, we're going to raise boys so they'll be impactful men. That way they can be fit for a healthy, long-lasting relationship. You have to ask yourself, as if you are at this point a grown man or grown woman, are you fit for a relationship? If you're not, you have to say, where did I miss out on something? It was when you was younger, because there's a lot of things that you may have went through, but you was never sat down and talked to and said, this is what you need so you can be successful in a relationship. See, these attributes that are very important to a long-lasting, healthy relationship is physical well-being, making sure you're healthy, making sure you're going to die, fit. Physically. The next thing is emotions, being stable, being mature. Understand the difference between being emotional and being a realist. See, a lot of people put their emotions and their feelings into discussion. And I'm all about I believe and I think, not how I feel. Because I believe because I know what I've experienced and knowledge. Because of what I have experienced. So I'm going to give you a believe, a think, not a feel. about anything that's going on. And that's what you have to get. See, now you're showing your emotional cue on your maturity. Psychological is another thing. You have to focus on that mental aspect. If you're having challenges psychologically, you need to seek support. Go to a counselor, a therapist, a therapist, just in general, go see one that deals with the social aspect, the emotional aspect that you have to deal with in life. See, these are pillars that often makes a relationship last. Just remember these attributes: physical well-being, emotional, and psychological well-being, called pillars. And things that follow up on each one of those are, first of all, mutual. See, if you can't trust yourself, you're not going to trust yourself. In a trusting relationship, we have to teach our boys each other. They have to trust you as well. And you have to have mutual trust for your child and allow your child to understand that you're modeling mutual trust. You trust him to be able to go and do the assignment you gave for him. You trust him to do these things. That is mutual trust in him. That's when you become trustworthy. Mutual respect. See, again, if you're not in the home and you come to pick your son up on the weekend, show respect for his mother and show respect for him. The mother is the pillar just like you are. But he see how you treat that pillar. And he thinks that's the way you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to interact with the female. And it's not that way. Treat her with respect. Same thing applies to mother. Treat that gentleman with respect, the father, because that son don't love his father. He needs to love his father. Oh, he's sorry and all these little words, he ain't worth and all that, but you treat them. Something you saw good in it. So make sure you have respect for one another. Effective communication. Again, he has to with his mother. Effectively. You're able to talk. You're able to listen. You have to think about what was said. And you're able to articulate your response. That's effective communication. You have to make sure you do that. Give a shout out to Eva, Leva, thank you so much for joining us. We have several other people that are slowly coming in, and I want to give we have many that have joined us since last. Texas, Bama, Beauty, Trinae Smith, thank you so much. Jordan, thank you so much for joining. You have Lily, One's bro, thank you. Lily. Thank you. User, we got two users there. We have 4E Natchez X3. Thank you for joining. Random 12. Brandon. We have Random 12. And then we have a Brandon. This Javana. Thank you so much. We have Phyllis Clark 56. Derek Walker joining us. Thank you. All these individuals joining us. Wilson, Betty Pearson. Thank you for taking time. We have Arho Aki. Thank you so much. Milo. Milo. 14. Thank you so much. We have Queen Smith joining us. Thank you so much. We was talking about these attributes that help a relationship last. If we show and teach our boys that these things are needed so they can be successful in a relationship. Affection. You got to have affection. He has to see you have you have affection for your son. You love him. But if, like I said, if you need him not with the mother, then if mother, you have to show affection in the house. Not to scream and holler in the shower. That's not going to work. Intimacy. He has to understand that what exactly was intimacy. It's not just sex. See, we got to talk with our children about that. Not talk about sex, but talk about what is intimacy. How do you display that? Shared connectedness. You got to share a connected person. I always tell you the best way you can find out if you're going to be in a relationship with a person for a long time, you have to feel that connection from the beginning. See, one of the things that I always say is that, you know, you'll run across somebody and you say, I've seen you before, I know you. It's a connection from your internal part. See, operate from your inner self, not your outer self. That way you can connect with that person. Mutual assistance. Teach them to be, assist individuals that can help him and support. Especially when the times are tough. You may be having some academic challenges in school and you need some help. Help him get the help so he can see that he can get the assistance and the support. You may not know Anthony. You may not know geometry. But you can be there and assist him the best you can. And then you can seek some tutor, seek some help to help him. Individuality, I understand he's an individual. He needs to understand himself. But he's going to bring that individuality to a relationship. Just like the individual, he's going to be in a relationship, his mate. Understand individuality. Anger control. It's important that they spend some time on anger control. And control the anger. See, it starts at home. A lot of times our young people get angry because parents tell them to do something or a parent tells them something to do. And they out slam doors and everything. You got to get address that in touch. You got to control the anger. You know, not, you can't do it yourself. If I can't help you. Because a lot of times they see you do it and they do it. Seek the support. Seek the therapy. The therapy so you can be successful and he can be successful. Fighting fair. Teach him and fight fair. You not let him and your and his father, you as the mother and the father, y'all fighting below the belt. See, don't say don't punch below the belt. Make sure they understand you can have a disagreement, but you can have a spirited debate along with being fair. Problem solving. One of the biggest challenges in relationships is resolutions. So you run into, come to how you want to solve the problem. Are you going to compromise? Teach them how to compromise to solve a problem. Teach them how to identify the problem, then address the problem. They see you doing it. And when you say, well, okay, we got a challenge with this month paying the bills. But it's a problem, but you know, this is what we're going to do, son. Talk with your son about addressing problems and coming up with ways to solve them. Understanding. We have to have understanding. I have a hashtag that says, communicate for understanding. The four is love. See, communicate with love so you can have a clear self-confidence. Our children have to understand self-confident, knowing they can do something and be successful at it without having a problem. Let's give a shout-out to our next sponsor, which is L&T Stalwart Lawn Service.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
That's L&T Stalwart Lawn Service LLC. We got hard work. It's all about hard work. You got to put the work in. That's why we have to teach our boys how to having that effort is important. They control that. And you want them to put the greatest effort, but if they are, how are you on your job? When you're out there doing something, take them out there and show them what. Because it means a lot. I was talking to my nephew about a month or two ago, and he was talking about his son about 12 years old because he's been working and showing him how to work out in the yard, ride the board, cut the grass, and do other things. And the gentleman next door to him looked and said, well, look like he knows Jason, I do everything. He said, because he's seen me do it, and I teach him what he needs to be taught. See, we got to do that. We got to put hard work in. Give a shout out again to Anthony Stallworth, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. Go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth, or give him a call at 334-300-7401. 334-300-7401. They're a manicure expert in South Central Alabama. So give them a shout out to Anthony Stallworth. Our next thing we want to focus on when we talk about relationship is the C's. C relationship C's. And we're going to start off with effective communication and open communication. There's two things we have to develop and teach our boys to be able to be effective and be open communicators. And we're talking about it, but we're going to go back, as I said earlier, effective communication requires active listening. Active listening is a skill. Teach your son the skill. So if you're talking with him, you want him to listen to what you're saying and then be able to think about it, then articulate your response. That's effective communication. Open communication is being able to share things with individuals, especially in a long-lasting relationship, a healthy relationship. You have to be open. You have to be vulnerable because that's how relationships grow, to be committed. Vulnerability comes. The next thing is teach about compromise. Man, to compromise and again. Don't teach him to take his ball and go home. See, that one about we out playing basketball. It's your basketball. You're losing and you upset and you take your ball and go home. Don't teach him that. Teach him that he has to come up with a compromise. How are you going to handle that? Angry is not the way. You get in your feelings, won't work. Have a compromise here to play. And in a relationship, we have to be able to compromise. So we want them to be healthy. And a relationship may not be just romantic. We're talking about something later on in life, but talking about family relationship, friendship, school relationship, community relationship, our church relationship. All of this play into our young men and our boys being impactful men. The next is connection. You said earlier, you got to have a connection. You said, son, you got a friend. So why did you go talk to choose that person to be your friend? Well, they came up to me. I saw them going in the situation. I felt like I had to help them, so they became my. So they had a connection. Next thing is consistency. This is something Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, that comes on our show and talks about her ministry, behind the mask ministry. One of her biggest things is consistency. Don't start calling and then all of a sudden ghost me. See, that's not consistent. Don't start something and decide to want to quit it. See, that's not consistency. We talk about time and energy. Your time and energy is important. You control those two things. So if you want to be consistent, how much time are you willing to be consistently in whatever you're doing? How much effort you're going to put into what you're doing? These are the things that are so important to a relationship. The next thing is commitment. Are you ready to be committed? You know, our kids talk about sports and talk about wanting to play sports. And most of the time you go in certain areas, talk about what you want to do. I want to be a professional athlete. But you got to be committed. You can't want to be a professional athlete and do not even play the sport at the time you was asked that. You can't want to be a doctor if you're not preparing yourself, a lawyer, a teacher. If you're working in a factory, whatever you're doing, you've got to be committed to it because it's so important. All of these C's are so important to contribute to you being successful in a relationship. It relates to your health because you mentally, when you're drained, you cannot be effectively doing what. See, you want to build a relationship bond or call it romantic bond. This is what you want to consider to have a long-term relationship. See, there are several things like focus on having fun if you want a long-lasting, healthy relationship. Make good memories together. Teach your son that we're going to make great memories. We're going to take pictures of, we're going to do videos. That way he can carry that into his relationship. Go back to focus on having fun. See, you play sports, like play basketball. See, people don't realize these kind of things go bowling. Several things you can do, but you do with your son so he can carry that into manhood and carry to be impactful as a man. These are the things we have to do. We have to also be able in a long-lasting, healthy relationship to be able to, again, compromise, be open, honest about your feelings. That's open communication, honest communication. Along with making sure we're not caught up in this situation, and it's all about winning. So your relationship, a healthy relationship, cannot operate on winning. You have to talk to your son. It's not all about you winning. And you don't never keep score. Yeah, that's what your son don't care how old they are. Don't keep those scores in that in whatever relationship you're dealing with. Even if you're in a friendship, boy, I won up you this time. See, that brings about bad feelings. But we have to teach our young people that it is not all about winning an argument or winning at everything. It's being successful enough to learn something from it because it's giving you an opportunity. Even if a debate, a spirited debate. You have not worry about how I talk to the person. I have to see what compromise that we come up with. These are the things that are so important that if you want to debate a partner to express love toward you, talk to your sons about that. You have to. Don't ever get into caught up into a silent treatment. Don't ever let him see you in a silent treatment. When people are having some challenges, give them some space. Give them some space because you want to need some space. And finally, learn how to communicate effectively with your partner. If you and your partner slash mate are truly focused on going the distance, see, I got to tell you something, be intentional. If you're going to be in, you have to be intentional. Understand, teach them about casual compared to intentional dating in relationships. We got to talk about that. If you don't know, get some help yourself so you can share it with them. Don't see, let them see you four or five different individuals, you know, that you're spending a whole lot of individual time with. Because he's going to say that's right. It's okay because dad do it. My uncle do it. It is boiled down to some strategies you got to make sure you focus on. We've talked about many things, but before we move forward, we're going to give a shout out to our next sponsor, and that is Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgia, Alabama. Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Katrina Walker Smith are the co-owners.
Are you looking for home cooked food in a family friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays,
barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
So truly, that's it. I want to play that again because...
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That, again, is 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. They're the best of the food. That's Brother Lala, Marvin Lala Smith, the co-owner along with his wife, Sarah Peter Roper Smith. Marvin is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sigma. Give a shout out to Webb. Thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate you joining today. You put a smile on my face when I look up and saw it. As we get ready to move to a closing here, I want you to kind of think about our title again, Empowering Boys to Be Impactful Men. And we have to continue to model image and not spend time on some of the negative images. They can find that on the social media sites. You want to be as a father, uncle, grandfather, cousin, brother, older brother, younger brother, whatever it is, model good behavior. In that way, they can understand what they need to do to be successful. When we're talking about raising our boys to be great husbands, and that's the biggest complaint out here in the romantic world, that we'll have men not able to function, because we always try to use emotion as the main thing. But there's some missing that we need to be able to teach them, and they have to see it in a moral form. So as fathers, and the many other males that might be in your boy's life, you can't wait to the point where they have already developed some things. You have to kind of show them early. So if your lived experience and your life it by you doing what's right as a mom. See, teach your boys to look out for others. See, that's caring about other people and having empathy. There's another thing you hear a lot of time when we talk about relationships, they always identify with a man, don't have empathy. But if you develop empathy and teach our boys empathy, you have a greater chance to successfully have a healthy relationship or be a great husband. Next thing is teach him to be complimented. Teach him to give compliments. He got the compliment individual. Oh, you did a great job. I roommate, you did a good job. Or a friend, you did a good job. You did a good job. Partner, whatever you want to say. Teach them how to compliment people. You go to play. Oh, that's a, you did an awesome job. Tell the server that. And just imagine walk around, they did an excellent job. See, it means some of your sons see you doing that. Instead of, oh, that steak wasn't no good, whatever you want to say, and you should be talking about, okay, as old saying, I watch Judge Judy a lot of times, and some of the show give her a plug, and people watching her well. She always said, here you go, now you want the money back. You're going to pay for it because you ate the steak. But we have a compliment for that individual, and that they did give you the service. And you then you should be able to say, now, I didn't receive that service. But don't be ugly. Don't be nasty. Don't be in your feelings. Next thing is teach your boys the act of forgiveness. See, we got all the things. God forgive each and every one of us every day. Because we sin. We do. So we have to teach our boys that we have to forgive others. Forgiveness is important. It eases up the stress you may have. Because you're holding on to yourself. I was saying, I was watching the show this morning, and it was saying, they need to forgive you for what you did, but they got to forget how you made them feel. See, we have to make sure we understand the act of forgiveness. The next thing is, again, empathy. See, you got to have empathy for others. See, you have to be selfless. See, as a great father or even a mature grown man, you have to have empathy and have to show it. That way your son can see so when they become comfortable in considering choosing a bride for the future, you understand, they understand empathy because they've seen you do it. I saw my father do it. I didn't know what it was back then, but I saw him show empathy toward individuals. He showed selflessness, not selfishness. And that gave us that understanding as his sons to understand how we're going to treat and how we're going to be in our future. Teach them how to apologize. Always talk to people about this because it bothers me when people are bad. My bad is not an apology. Teach your son how to apologize. If you do wrong, you say, I apologize for what I did. My mom always told us, don't just say, just I apologize. Say the reason why you're apologizing. That's teaching him to apologize and understanding what he did was not right. The next thing is so important to help him master domestic duties. So like if you give him something to do, bed, sweep the floor, trash, just go take out the trash. You may be a daily running problem. There's so much trash you can't pick it out. You ought to be able to get up and help and say, okay, son, I'll help you do this, make sure. This is what a father's supposed to do. So that way, when he become an elder person to get, he can do the same thing. Train your son to master the acts of personal hygiene. It's important now. Personal hygiene is very important. Train him. Train him to groom himself. Train himself, he has to make sure he bathes himself. Train him, he has to put something to keep his skin on the positive side. Train him to do that. If he see you do it, and a lot of times you see a lot of, especially many years ago where they had the father in the mirror shade and the son just watching and sometimes the girl was watching, and they all of a sudden they want to try to shave too. That's a training session. Don't tell them how to do it. Show them how to do it. And this is truly so important. But we don't have that sponsorship, and that's TriStack LLC, Mr. Wheat, supporting. I got to get with him because he has a new office opening up here in Montgomery. And I want to come by and check out very soon, which have a studio that I've been offered to be able to also broadcast from, and also a rewrite room or a room where you can make adjustments to your edit room, put it that way. And I would thank Mr. Wheat. That's Tri-State LLC, Mr. William Scott, out of Selma in Montgomery.
Tri-State LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-State LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
William Scott, he's a mutual consultant. He's an awesome consultant. I part-time work with him, so I have to actually help and support in what we're doing. He's willing to do this. Thank you so much, Mr. William Scott. You can contact him at 334-320-5438. Thank you so much. Have to think for a second because I want to hear that he's on Facebook. William Scott. That's what's in my mind, but and all that. William Scott, go to Facebook, type it in, direct message him and share with him what exactly you're doing. Can you give him some information? Just share research he's definitely doing. He can help you to administrate a grant, and whether it's government, or whether it's an organization, nonprofit, whatever you may, he can help you with that so you can administrate, so you can have an awesome report to present to the grantors at the end of the cycle. Next, we want to give a shout-out in our final thought. This is our segment we call our final thought. And in our final thought, we always talk about the difference between overgrown boys, grown males, they are together, and a grown man. And I have quite a few things I want to share right quick. But before we do that, I did get a chance to get one sponsor, and I want to get her in here. This Soap Gems by Jasmine Gray, doing a lot of pop-up shots. Go to Facebook to Charlie's Angel, and you get a chance to check out Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And we're excited for them sponsoring us on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited to be here. Thank you so much.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson with one N. Go to Facebook, Jennifer Jackson. Also Charlie's Angel. Their number is 251-369-1344. They're located throughout Alabama. A lot of pop-up shops down at Evergreen and throughout South Central Alabama. One this weekend, which is Easter weekend. So check them out. They got some new fragrance. I understand they got some new beard oil that I, when I saw it, I said, I'm going to have to get me some of them, some of that, so I can work on keeping mine. Looking up the part. Gems by Jackson and Grace. As we talk about the final thoughts from me, battling our boy's future between a grown, overgrown boy / grown male and a grown man. These are some things. Talking about making sure I'm in a position to be either one or the other, but our goal is to be a grown man. It's not about age. See, some people get caught just because you of age, then you should automatically be a grown man. You may just be an overgrown boy or a grown male. You have all the parts, you have everything, but you're not quite there mature enough, because maturity is important. I see a couple things that we want to compare. Overgrown boy slash leaves us questioning what they're doing. You don't know where they're coming from, how they're coming, because they're not effective communicators. A grown, mature man are clear about their intention. That's why I say if you're out looking for a relationship or a relationship and dating, be intentional. Grown man's intention. Intentionally dating, because this is the outcome which is favorable I'm looking for. The next thing is grown, overgrown boy and a grown male try to make excuses in order not to face the consequences of their action and their attempt to receive sympathy from their peers. That's an overgrown boy and a grown male. See, a grown, mature man tries to make it better by valuing people more than egos. See, overgrown males worry about their ego. Somebody's going to be talking about it. They're going to hurt their feelings. See, they ain't quite grown enough. So you have to keep that in mind. Then we have an overgrown boy slash grown male have such a fragile ego. I just said that. They want to win all arguments. So they won't come out of the situation or come off looking weak and pathetic. That's what an overgrown boy and a grown male want to do. A grown, mature man, what they want to do is be fair and work it out. We're going to work it out. No matter, you know, my apologies, because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, but we're going to work this out. Because there's a plan A, plan B, and plan C. Also, you have overgrown boys slash grown males are intimidated by the idea of you being more successful than them. Instead of them praising and appreciating people who are successful, they look for ways to bring you down in order to make themselves feel better. See, a grown, mature man is more selfless. They appreciate your successes and continue to encourage you to live your dream. That's what a grown man does, a mature man. Overgrown boy slash grown male would rather avoid confrontation. They allow you to stay angry since they are not mature enough to talk the argument. Not a grown or mature man. He wants to make sure you get this off your chest. Say what you need to say. And then you can move forward. That's a mature and a grown man. Again, overgrown boy slash grown male want to get what they want. They do not wait to somewhere private and they yell in front of everyone and they think it's okay. Yelling in front of others is okay. But a grown, mature man will not yell, but be honest with how they are feeling. They will not humiliate you in front of everyone else, since the grown man and mature man knows it. See, you're not, it, what's going on, you don't need to shout anything. Old grown boy slash grown male tend to believe that just because they have a brain they are already smart. But they become defensive when they make mistakes now because they have a fragile ego. A grown, mature man understands that just because you grow up does not mean that you not stop learning. They are not stopping learning. They continue to learn every day. In order to be wise man, a grown, mature man understand that you make mistakes, and those mistakes are life lessons. Grown boy, grown male, care only about outer beauty. Since they are not very good at getting to know the person. Being visual gets the first attraction, but you need to get to know the person as well. Now, grown and mature men appreciate body, heart, and soul. Overgrown man, grown male do not know how to stand up for themselves or you. So they live behind their family and friends' opinions. Whether you're dating friends like you or not, but a grown, mature man do not care. Because if you two are happy together, then it's all, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And as we get ready to wrap it up, overall flash growing are sisters. They do not try to make girls happy, but they want to be entertained. Once they're bored, they leave. Too busy focusing on one woman because he values her. A boy wants many women. A grown male won't many women, but a grown, mature man is going to focus on that one woman because he's valued. I tell you, the awesome tonight of today is today, and I want to give a shout out to a few of you. We got Bobby Alexander. Thank you, Bobby. We have Goat Boy Lamar. We have an ID mentioned here. We got two of them that are joining us. We have several. Arlene Tolliver, thank you so much. You have Jennifer Metella, thank you. Maria ST. We have DSN Braden, thank you so much. LJ Mayberry. We have Keish Daniel, Van759. They call me Q-Land. I give a shout out to, they call me Q-Land. We have Hayat Arsia. You have Goo Hibo, that's his name. Bruce Parker, thank you so much. Nathaniel Kroski, thank you. Wilmer Black, thank you so much. You have Grace, great doctor. Blake French, Floppy, Saint Alfie, thank you so much. George Kinley, S-H-I-T. Hustle Hens, thank you so much. Tori Odom, thank you so much. Those are the individuals that many of us joined. Thank you so much. But we're at the end point. We're about to wrap up. I want to thank you all for taking time because truly I love you all. I can't do it without you. And I need you to continue so we can expand even into other countries besides the 43 we are expanding in, are located in, where listeners and watchers are listening to us. Because I love you and it comes from my heart. And as we get ready to close out, we'll give a shout out to Soba and hashtag responsible, hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag communicate by understanding, hashtag we got this, hashtag make it do what it do, hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station, number 23, hashtag we're just so excited to be here, and we want to thank you, hashtag to my listeners and my watchers. God is so good. Thank you so much for taking time. And as we get ready to close out, we'll make sure we play some awesome music. And this is one that I think will touch everybody soon. I will be done. And we will change some things and make it do what it do.
If not, it will always be cloudy. Sun gonna shine. And for somebody today that might be going through something, I want to tell you, not in no program, I'm ready to have service. I want to tell somebody
and that's what
today,
it's all about.
I know.
We reached as far back, and in our last, come over to after this.
I know it's rough.
See, it's just, you know, we don't have the rights to the music, but I want to let y'all know.
Did you hear what I said? Hang on in there.
But I got to hang on in there.
Because after a while, everything going to be all right. Is there anybody in this building that's ever been to the place where you didn't see no way and told God about it and he opened up a way?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it a few days ago, and I sit down and took my pen, and I began to write these words. Just think about it.
Soon. Come on now.
I will be done.
I will be done.
Great God. Trouble in the world.
Trouble of this world.
Trouble
of this world.
If I can just hold out a little longer,
soon.
I will be done.
I will be done.
Oh, Lord. Just one chord. I'm going home
to live with you.
I want somebody. This is a live recording session, and the only way they're gonna know you out there is for you to say something.
Indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Victor Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
I love you.
I love you.